Daily AI Briefing, July 14, 2026. This is Bob with your AI news update. A massive week in AI, so let's jump right in. First up, OpenAI dropped two huge announcements in the same day. GPT 5.6 is now publicly available after a brief government-limited preview, and with it comes ChatGPT work. This is OpenAI's play to turn ChatGPT from a chatbot into an autonomous work platform. Think of it as Codex for everyone. It runs on a persistent cloud VM that's always on, across all your devices. It connects to Gmail, Slack, Google Calendar, GitHub, everything via MCP plugins. You can kick off a multi-hour project from your phone on the beach and come back to finished documents, spreadsheets, presentations, even websites. It's rolling out to Plus users too, not just Pro. But wait, there's more. OpenAI also launched GPT Live, a full duplex voice model that can listen and talk at the same time. No more walkie-talkie turn-taking. It drops in those MHM and got it sounds while you're still speaking, handles interruptions naturally, and even delegates complex reasoning to GPT 5.5 in the background while keeping the conversation flowing. The architecture decouples voice from reasoning, meaning they can upgrade the brain without retraining the voice. Smart. Meanwhile, SpaceX's Grok 4.5 is making waves, not by topping leaderboards but by being aggressively cheap. Half the price of rivals at $2 per million input tokens, and 90% cheaper per completed task than the models ahead of it on quality benchmarks. It's their first model trained specifically for coding and agents, built on what they got from the $60 billion Cursor acquisition. Musk is betting that speed and cost matter more than benchmark scores, and the early numbers back him up. In personnel moves, Anthropic's hiring spree continues. Tom Blomfield, former Monzo CEO and Y Combinator partner, is joining their AI compute team. That's on top of Nobel Prize winner John Jumper and former Tesla AI boss Andre Karpathy. Anthropic is stacking talent deep. And speaking of OpenAI, their AGI chief Fiji Simo is stepping down from her full-time role to focus on a chronic illness. Greg Brockman has consolidated product leadership ahead of what's shaping up to be one of the biggest tech IPOs in history, with valuations between $730 and $850 billion. And finally, Apple's new speech analyzer API is benchmarking impressively against Whisper, scoring near perfect on the Libre speech test. It's on-device, private, and free for developers. Could reshape the transcription app ecosystem overnight. That's your briefing for July 14th. Episode 2 coming up with the self-hostable local AI and developer tools edition.